Kristen Dyke is the communications coordinator with the Peace River School Division. Cheyenne Testowich is a student at grade 12 at Grimshaw Public School, and they joins us on the line for today. Ladies, thank you very much for joining us. The Pink Shirt Day is happening on February the 26th. I guess, first of all, Kristen, I'll start with you. Comments on the fact that... Well, Cheyenne has designed the logo for Pink Shirt Day in the division, but how powerful is this message that staff, student, and administration are getting out for Pink Shirt Day and the anti-bullying movement?
For sure. I mean, we all know that Pink Shirt Day is something that we continue to need. The message is... incredibly important, and it encourages everyone to be inclusive, welcoming, and supportive. And I think if you ask just about anyone you met on the street or someone, your family member, they would all say that bullying is not acceptable. But I also think that sometimes people don't understand what exactly bullying can include. So having Pink Shirt Day, especially in our schools, it's just another opportunity to keep the conversation going and to provide room for our staff and our students to talk about bullying and how they might have encountered bullying in their own lives. And it's an annual reminder as a whole across all of our communities that we have done a lot of work, I believe, to shine a light on the ways that people are bullied, but there's more work to be done. I know when I opened Shan's design, I was blown away and immediately knew that we had a top contender for the winning design. We had a set of guidelines for the contest, and her design embodied those guidelines perfectly.
Yeah, I am looking at the design right now on the Facebook pages and on the computer here, and it is a very, very powerful message. Not only is it a powerful message, I'm thinking it is also a very good blend and a very nice blend of ethnicities, especially that embody the northwestern part of Alberta. Cheyenne, I ask you, what was your main goal or what was your main thought process in developing this design?
Well, when I was first designing, I was looking at different fonts and designs, thinking about, oh, what am I going to put on a pink shirt to make it seem like I'm saying, hey, don't do this, or be kind, stuff. So I went to my younger sister. She was giving me ideas, but then I remember a pink sweater I wore for my reserve and Cree dialects on it too. And I was like, I should do something with that. Then it includes the Treaty 8 territories Cree language and include two people into it, show that the diversity between a lot of people, to show that bullying doesn't just happen between one person, it can happen to a lot of people.
Did you ever think, Cheyenne, that this design and this message would be as powerful as it is? Especially, as I say, I look at this logo on the shirt, and I'm just like Kristen. I'm saying, holy moly, there's a powerful message here.
At first, I was doing it for fun. It was my last year of school, and I was like, I should do something, join something at my school for my last time to, leave something for younger kids to look up at, see what people did to change stuff. And I was like, there was that chance of me winning or that chance of losing, but there was still that showed me that I participated in giving my time input for it.
Kristen, I ask you, along the same lines, the blend of ethnicities in this design, that is the message in northwestern Alberta, how good was that and how powerful what did it bring to the table to make this decision that this is the logo that we're choosing?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge factor in the decision. As you are likely familiar, over the last year, the division officially approved their anti-racism policy, And while we've always done work to make sure that everyone feels included within our schools, and we continue to improve on that work as well, I just felt that Cheyenne's design tied in nicely to the work that the division was doing as a whole. It tied in perfectly with our goals to celebrate student individuality and diversity, to celebrate the core values of honesty, integrity, respect, responsibility. It really spoke to, I believe, the PRSD's mission of just being a place where everyone can come and everyone can have success because they feel like they belong here.
Cheyenne, I'll start with you. Is it safe to say, and I'm comparing Orange Shirt Day to Pink Shirt Day as well, am I safe to say that this is a powerful message thanks to a powerful color?
Yeah.
Kristen?
Definitely. It. We all know that when floods of people are wearing pink, it's for a reason. We've come to recognize that when people wear pink shirts, it's because they're sending a message about inclusion and they're sending a message about being kind and not bullying. And so that color coupled with Cheyenne's design is what really has blown this t-shirt out of the water and made it a really strong message.
Well, Cheyenne, the entire area congratulates you on this design, and may there be many more powerful messages that you bring to the world thanks to this. And Kristen, I really appreciate this. I appreciate this from both of you. It's a powerful message, that is for sure. Kristen Dyke is the Communications Coordinator with the Peace River School Division. Cheyenne Testowich is a student in grade 12 at Grimshaw Public School. Ladies, I appreciate your time on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.